ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमा ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रम् नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदं गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणां हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधोऽभिधीयते. We have almost covered this text, Tattvabodha, and we are seeing the last part of the, and the last few sentences of the text, Tattvabodha. Now, we already seen the benefit of this knowledge of the truth. Tattvasya bodhasya prayojanam kim. Tattvasya bodhaha, tattva bodhaha. Knowledge of the reality, knowledge of the truth is tattvasya bodhaha. As a compound word, we say tattva bodhaha. Prayojanam kim? What is the use? What is the benefit of the knowledge of the truth? That is what is discussed in the concluding portion of Tattvabodha. We saw there are three types of karma. Trividham karma. Sanchitam karma. Prarabdham karma. This karma actually means karma phalam. And as long as ignorance of the truth is, so long will there be these karma phalani. As long as ignorance of the reality is, means, as long as the ignorance of the self is, as long as we do not understand, we do not know what actually I means, what actually I is, we do not know what this expression, first person singular pronoun I, used by all the individuals to refer to one's own self is. We do not know what this I is. This I, without this I sense, I is manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. I is a cognition, knowledge, which rises in the form of a thought, which remains for some time, which again resolves, because it's a manifestation of knowledge. And this is the first and the foremost of the manifestations of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. And this manifestation is only in human mind, only on the part of the human mind, human being. Because no other being has this knowledge. Without this knowledge in terms of I, there cannot be a human being. There cannot be life on the part of a human being. But this I sense alone does not make a human being. This forms part of the individual. Every individual human being has this I sense, I cognition. And this I sense, I cognition, the knowledge, I said, is a manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought which rises, exists and resolves. When it rises, it is waking state. When it is resolved, it is deep sleep of the mind. So it forms part of the antahkaranam. It forms part of the antahkaranam. Without the I sense, there cannot be any other thought, any other cognition, any other experience. Therefore, this I sense obtaining in the form of the thought is the first and the foremost of thoughts which form the mind. And therefore, the entire antahkaranam can be reduced to one word, ahankara also. And this I sense is, which is part of the individual, is identified with or rest of the aspects which constitute the individual, which constitute the human being. Therefore, we do not know what exactly this I sense is. Where does it rise from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? The Shastra's aim is to help us distinguish this I sense, then understand what this I sense is, I cognition is. Once you understand what I am, I is, then it is as good as understanding what everything else in the universe is. So, understanding what this whole universe is. Because the truth of I, the essential nature of I, the reality of I, without which the I sense cannot rise, cannot exist, cannot even resolve, cannot even exist. That reality is the only reality of all other thoughts, all other minds, all other cognitions. Therefore, it's only reality of all forms, names and functions. Therefore, the truth or the reality of the whole universe obtaining as the truth of I, and the truth is available for recognition only as the truth of the I. There's no other way of discovering, arriving at the truth. The truth of the whole cosmos can be arrived at only as the truth of an individual, that is, as the truth of this I sense, which is distinct from the rest of the aspects which constitute the individual, which is not distant from the individual. Therefore, knowing knowledge of the truth actually is knowledge of one's own self, truth of I. So in the wake of the knowledge of the truth of reality, knowledge of the reality obtaining as the truth of I, the wrong identity resolves, the wrong notions about the self resolve, because there will be right perception of the self and the world. When the perspective, right perspective of the self and the world is, the wrong perception caused, erroneous perception caused, all problems resolve for good, which is freedom from misery for good. Therefore, knowledge of the reality is in fact knowledge of one's own self, which itself is freedom. This is the absolute benefit of knowledge. Why it is absolute benefit? Because it is the absolute end. There's no greater end, greater benefit a human being can accomplish by anything else. in order to understand the truth of the whole cosmos, Tattvabodha presented the analysis of a human individual human being, and which really helped us arrive at what every human being is essentially. The knower alone is the truth. Even the truth is not the knower, the knower alone is the truth. Why should we say knower alone is the truth? Because the known, other than the knower, what is the known, and the known is of the nature of inertness. Your known is the matter. Only by distinguishing the knower from the known, the knower reality can be arrived as the truth of the knower. When we arrive at the reality as the truth of the knower, as the knower, then we understand the fact that reality is formless, abstract reality, and which is of the nature of knowing. The knowing is not an action, but very swarupam, nature of the reality. So we arrive at the abstract, formless reality only in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, reality is abstract, formless, subtlest. It is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term chit, chaitanyam or jnanam. So what is the essential nature of individual? Every individual is essentially pure knowledge, pure consciousness. The essence is manifestation of that consciousness. Not only the essence, every thought is a manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, every object of knowledge also is manifestation of knowledge. Because object of knowledge is dependent on the knowledge for its existence. So existence of an object presupposes the knowledge of an object. Without the knowledge, existence is not possible. So existence of any given form, name and function presupposes or is dependent on the knowledge of that object. So existence is knowledge. And the knowledge presupposes the source of knowledge. So existence presupposes knowledge. Knowledge presupposes the source of knowledge. And the source of knowledge is pure knowledge. And the knowledge is manifestation, manifest knowledge. Source of knowledge is pure knowledge. Therefore, existence is nothing but manifestation of knowledge, is in the form of existence of everything. Therefore, pure knowledge is pure existence. Pure existence is pure knowledge. So if we ask this question, in what form does reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge obtains in the world, in this world, if we ask, the pure, we can say, the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge is in the form of existence of the universe. For existence and knowledge or consciousness are not two different things. But we look at this, the existence is the swarupam of the reality. Existence is the nature of the reality of the whole cosmos. And the same existence, which is the reality, which is the swarupa of reality, is in the form of pure knowledge, which is which can be arrived at only in human mind as the truth of I. Because Satchit is the Atma Swarupam. Satchit, the reality which is of nature of pure knowledge and existence, implied by the term Atma or Brahma. And this reality is of the nature of timelessness. It has no beginning, it has no end. Therefore, it is time-wise limitless. There's no space which is outside of reality. Therefore, it is spatially limitless. There's no object which is outside of this knowledge. Therefore, it is object-wise limitless. Therefore, this Satchit Atma, being free from all limitations, is implied by the term Brahma. Satchidanandam, Satchidananda Atma. So this is the main teaching, and so for Aham Brahma Asmi is the knowledge. It doesn't happen overnight. This is the fact about every individual self. Aham Brahma Asmi, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything else here is essentially the same reality. Even though forms are innumerable, names are innumerable, functions are innumerable, all of them are essentially one and the only reality. And this is the teaching which has to be finally, it has become very clear. This is the purpose of studying the Sattva-Bodha. And therefore, in this right perspective, the Sanchitam Karma, Agami Karma, Parabdha Karma, all the Karma Phalani will resolve for good if the right perspective of the self is. This karma bandha, bondage of karma, is possible only as long as erroneous perception of the self is. We cannot undo the karma. We need not undo the karma. We cannot undo the karma. Karma will always be there. But how can we free ourselves from bondage? It is impossible for us to undo any karma. Karma comes and goes, karma phalam comes and goes. We don't need to undo them. Just by having the right perspective of the self, being objective, understanding the nature of the self, being free from doership and enjoyership, one can take ownership of freedom from bondage, which is already there as one's own nature. So without undoing any karma, without exhausting any karma, without destroying any karma, one can see oneself being already free from bondage of karma by seeing the fact that there's no doership or enjoyership on the part of Atma. Is what is freedom from bondage. That is why it is repeatedly said, Jnanatyeva Kaivalyam. Moksha is only through knowledge, because bondage is caused by ignorance. Ajnanat Bandaha, therefore Jnanat Eva Mokshaha. If bondage is caused by something else, then naturally knowledge cannot do anything. If bondage is caused by ignorance, therefore knowledge is the only solution. Knowledge is the only means. Therefore, knowledge of reality is the absolute knowledge, wisdom, because it's the only knowledge which can liberate us from bondage. This is the benefit of knowledge which we saw. And once this jnanam is, we saw in the last class, Tarati Shokam Atmavithu. We saw the sentence last class. Tanum Tyajatuva Kashyam Shvapachasya Grihe Athava. Let a person leave his body, depart from this mortal coil, either in Kashi or in a Chandala's house, the dog eater's house, doesn't matter at all. where the body is left, where a person leaves his body does not matter at all. Whether he leaves the body as a grand person, as a wise person, that is important. If a person leaves the body as a as a wise person, then we will not come back again. Why? Because in the wake of the knowledge of the truth, in right perspective of the self, all the problems will resolve for good. How? Because the fundamental problem of sense of smallness centered on I will resolve for good. Therefore, the fundamental problem caused sense of inadequacy will resolve for good. Therefore, the needs will disappear. Therefore, even likes and dislikes, desires will resolve for good. And all other emotions, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, all these are symptoms of the disease of the fundamental problem of sense of smallness centered on I will resolve. The problem is centered on I. It is not centered on elsewhere. That is why the whole problem is centered on I. And when the fundamental problem is resolved, the problem caused all other problems will resolve for good. Therefore, the mind itself cannot survive. The subtlest material phenomenon called mind, a human mind, is an amazing instrument which is capable of penetrating, probing and exploring and discovering any number of facts, can survive only as long as ignorance of the truth of one's own self is. In the wake of the knowledge of the truth of one's own self, when the right, in that perspective, the mind will resolve for good. Mind cannot survive after the knowledge of the truth obtaining as one's own self. That is why Pujya Swamiji was made very clear. It is possible for us to discover what the reality is. That is the greatest wisdom in terms of what I am. What the reality of the whole cosmos is can be discovered as what I am essentially. But after having discovered what I am, so once the mind, it's possible for us to discover what I am. The truth can be discovered in terms of what I am. But how? What the truth is can be arrived at. But how the truth has become the universe, that can never be understood. That will be an eternal mystery. What is the reality? How reality is one. What the reality is can be arrived at as the truth of one's own self, but how the truth has become the whole can never be arrived at. It will be an eternal mystery. Why? Because after having discovered what I am, the mind will not be there for further discovery. There won't be further discovery, is not possible because mind will not be there. That is why a person, a wise person, who lives his prarabdha, he can, as a jivan muktaha, he lives as long as he is there. But when the prarabdha gets exhausted, the wise person leaves the physical body. Doesn't matter where he leaves his body, whether he leaves his body in great, high, the holiest place called Kashi, or the unholiest, the dirtiest place, supposed to, is considered to be in a most unholy place called the dog eater's house. Doesn't matter, because his mind will be resolved for good. He will attain videha muktihi, not assuming another body, not being born again, is said to be videha muktihi, liberate, freedom from bondage for good. So this not being born again, assuming another body, is because the mind will not be there. The mind must continue to survive for it to be assuming, for it to assume another physical body. Therefore, the jivatvam, the jiva status will resolve for good, and the one attains videha muktihi. So where the physical body falls doesn't matter. The physical body which falls will get disintegrated wherever it falls. Nowhere physical body will be kept safe, will remain the same without undergoing any changes. Doesn't matter where the body falls. Tanum tyajatuva kashya swapachasya grihe athava jnana samprapti samaye muktaha asau vigatashayaha. I am muktaha. This liberated person who was free while living, after the fall of the body, no, he will not assume another body. He will not be born again. Why? Because the mind will resolve for good. Having the mind resolved for good is said to be vigata ashayaha. Vigata ashayaha means the one from whom the mind has gone for good. Iti smritehe cha is what is said in the Shruti, Smriti. Now, iti tattva bodha prakaranam samaptam. So, prakaranam means prakarana grantaha. A treatise, a manual, a small text is known as prakarana grantaha. And tattva bodha is a small little Vedantic treatise. And this textbook is complete here. Iti tattva bodha prakaranam samaptam. I wanted some of you to make efforts to learn this text thoroughly, so that you will be able to, you must be able to teach this text to other people also. Therefore, now the textbook is over. Now we have to restart reading Swamiji's Tattva Bodha from the beginning. Tattva Bodha reading group should start to assimilate Tattva Bodha teaching. You have done the Shravanam, and if you have any doubts, if you reread the Swamiji's book now, it will not be difficult. And any doubt you have, you can always clarify that doubt. You have any questions here in this book, what we have studied until now? Any questions?
When you say that the mind results for good, is that in Videha Mukti or in Jivan Mukti? I'm a bit confused about the idea of a person not having a mind.
When you say mind will resolve for good, what I mean, not when you see, as long as when you have Jivan Mukti, the mind is.
Yeah.
That's why we call it Jivan Mukti. The very expression Jivan means freedom while living. When you're alive, you enjoy freedom. That is because of your right perspective. See, for freedom, we do not need anything other than right perspective. The whole samsara, all our pains and problems in life is because of wrong perception of the self and also of the world. So in knowledge of the truth, obtaining as the self, there's a right perception of the self. when the perspective of the self is correct, then naturally the perspective of the world also is right. In right perspective of the self and the world, then you will not feel any problem at all. And you are free. That freedom which you enjoy while living is called Jivan Muktihi. Why Jivan Muktihi? Then you still have a mind. Mind cannot be resolved. You are free while living because of the right perspective. At the same time, there is a time when your Paradha gets exhausted, the mind has to leave the given physical body. There's a predetermined time when the mind should leave the physical body, which is determined by Paradha Karma Phalam again. So there's, as long as mind is determined, mind is destined to be in the physical body, then you are free while living as a Jivan Mukta. But when the Paradha Karma Phalam comes to an end, then naturally mind has to leave the physical body. The mind which leaves the physical body will resolve for good, will not come back assuming another body. If the mind is an enlightened mind, if it is the mind of a wise person. Well, the mind which is still which has ignorance, naturally will come back. Come back means will assume another body. Is it clear?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Any other question?
Yes, Swaminiji, can I follow up this question?
We also say
nothing is ever destroyed.
Yes.
So when something must happen to the mind in terms of when we say it resolves, does it exist?
No. What I'm saying, nothing is destroyed means nothing is created, therefore nothing is destroyed. See, when you're fast asleep, what happens to mind? It is resolved. When the mind is resolved, it is as good as non-existent, isn't it? In deep sleep state, what happens to you? What happens to the mind? The mind is resolved in deep sleep state. Every day in sleep, when the mind is totally resolved, it is deep sleep state. But the mind wakes up again because of Paradha Karma. And the karma is resolved for good. Paradha is exhausted, no more Sanchitam, no more Agami. Therefore, mind cannot, again, there's no such a thing called waking, being woken up. Resolved means mind naturally resolves every day in sleep. You have to understand what is the solution. Like that. I'm in the class, I'll talk to you later. Solma, na class la kamadi pes solla sir. See, the mind is resolved for good means to understand what is resolution of the mind, you have to analyze your own deep sleep state. See, resolution is a very interesting word. Pujya Swamiji never used the term destruction. Every day, the mind is resolved. All your thoughts resolve. The mind is totally resolved. That's when we call it a deep sleep state. Again, there is mind is the sleep is disturbed. Again, thoughts wake up. Thoughts rise. The rising of thoughts is mind being functional. Only then, that's called a waking state. There's no destruction, actually speaking. When the mind is resolved in deep sleep state, mind is present. Mind is not non-existent, but mind is existent. Mind is present, but it is non-functional. It's not destroyed. So that mind is the resolved mind again becomes functional. The thoughts rise because of it is woken up by the Paradha Karma Phalam. So what happens to the mind? Mind will resolve for good means. The subtle matter will remain as subtle matter. Now it means it is not destroyed, but there's no more bondage. I sense will not arise. There's no more I sense to be identified with the mind, thereby identified with the body mind complex. Nothing, of course, nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. So also in death, so also in pralaya and in jnanam, no more mind coming back to life. Anyway, these things again, further these doubts will resolve 100%. When your focus is on, instead of paying attention to what resolution of the mind is, instead of paying attention to this resolution of the mind, if whole attention is paid to what I, in knowing what I am, this resolution of mind will become clearer. Satyam. The Shastram repeatedly says, understand what I am. Let your focus be on understanding what this I is, what I, the knower, am. Repeatedly, let the whole attention be on what, knowing what I am. Once you understand what I am, in the clear knowledge, you understand what resolution of the mind is. Until then, it will be a mystery. The example I can give is, you want to know what does it mean by saying mind being resolved? Mind is resolved in deep sleep state. Mind is resolved in death. Temporarily resolute. Temporarily resolved. That is why freedom is temporary freedom. In knowledge, mind is resolved for good, therefore permanent freedom. So temporarily having the mind resolved is temporary freedom. In sleep, everyday sleep is a temporary freedom. Death is a temporary freedom. In Mahapresolution, there's a temporary freedom. But in Jnanam, there's a permanent freedom. Not temporary.